So residents of our fair city, New York, have a bit of a reputation for...
We have something very important to announce,
we
Rachel.
do?
We're having a little bit of our own personal breaking news.
We are?
After 23 days, I think it is, we may have to deploy...
27, I just heard in my ear.
27 days, the emergency crawl witch.
When you're doing a live radio show like the Bryant Park Project, sometimes things go wrong. Guests sleep through their alarms, they get stuck in traffic, and sometimes they get better offers. And when they do, the BPP is ready with a piece by NPR's esteemed science correspondent, Robert Krulwich.
Get me Krulwich!
We call it Emergency Krulwich.
But Mr. Martinez... You said only to use emergency Krulwich in an emergency.
Damn it, man, this is an emergency. Control room, deploy emergency Krulwich.
Residents of our fair city, New York, have a bit of a reputation for being rude. Like men who step over pregnant women when they fall on the sidewalk, for example.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it turns out being rude is an old habit in New York. According to science, esteemed science correspondent Robert Krulwich, it's been going on for 10 million years, and not just among humans. Listen up.
So here I am, right in front of Saks Fifth Avenue in New York City with my friend, the biologist Guy Robinson. We are not shopping. We are looking at trees.
If you look up now, if you look into the branches up here, you'll see some sprouting out of the branches.
He is talking about thorns, big, spiky, sharp-looking thorns high up on the trees in front of Rockefeller Center, right on Fifth Avenue. Local shoppers can just look up.
Yeah, I see them.
Yes, I do. I see them there.
And if you touch one, ow, oh, it's really...
Yeah, it's very nasty. You wouldn't want to walk into one of these.
But if you were Professor Robinson, you would ask...
Why are there all these spikes here?
Trees typically produce thorns to repel something, but what could possibly be bothering this tree?
It's protecting itself against what?
Cab drivers.
Not cab drivers, but no, but it is a puzzle, really.
Because there's nothing around here that it's effectively defending itself against.
So what scientists do in a situation like this is they can ask, is there any other tree anywhere in the world that produces a thorn that looks just like this? And it turns out there is.
Acacias, which you find in Africa.
Acacia trees have the same size and the same shaped thorns. And why?
Well, in Africa, they seem to be protecting themselves against elephants.
In Africa, elephants like to lunch on acacia fruit, and then for dessert, they often peel and eat the bark.
Bark's very nutritious.
But it's not, of course, good for the tree, because without bark, an acacia tree will die. So over millions of years, they have evolved thorns to poke at elephant tongues.
You wouldn't want to lick that tree.
Oh, no.
So what are you saying here? If acacia trees develop thorns to fight elephants, then the New York trees did the same thing in Manhattan? Because I'm standing here across from St. Patrick's Cathedral. I just don't feel elephant in this vicinity.
Not now.
But 11,000 years ago, there were elephants in Manhattan. We call them...
mastodons.
And says Carl Buell, who draws ancient animals, mastodons were kind of hairy and very big.
8 foot at the shoulder, maybe, for a female, 10 for a male.
Whoa.
This is a big animal.
And they lived in New York?
Oh, yes. We found mastodon remains and bones literally all over New York State.
But when I said to shoppers outside Saks Fifth Avenue, here's a picture of what these thorns are fighting against.
Against a mammoth.
Yeah. You don't believe me.
No.
But they should. Yeah. Mastodons and this species of honey locust have been neighbors for millions of years.
Oh, yes.
So it is totally possible these trees were once attacked by local mastodons. And even though there hasn't been a mastodon in Manhattan for 11,000 years, the thorns stayed.
It took millions of years for it to happen, and it'll probably take a couple hundred thousand at least to get to the point where a honey locust said, well, I don't need these thorns anymore.
To be fair, there is no direct evidence that mastodons actually ate these trees.
Well, we need to look at mastodon dung to know that.
Because if there's honey locust fruit in mastodon dung, then you know they ate these trees. And guess what? Professor Robinson happens to have a fossilized sample.
Yeah, there's this great big bolus, which to us could only have been...
You can say it.
Poop. Yeah.
But he hasn't checked his sample, not yet. So, for the moment, this is still a hypothesis. It's not proven. But what a notion. So for 11,000 years, these trees have been getting ready for the mastodon that never comes?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
they're like waiting for Godot, and it's sort of sad.
It kind of is. They seem a little lonely.
Standing there on 49th Street, on 50th Street, thorns ready, but no mastodons. Robert Krovich, NPR News, in New York.
And once again, Bryant Park Project listeners, 27 days and we had to deploy an emergency quill witch. We went almost a month without having to deploy the emergency quill witch.
You know, we're all better for it, though, frankly. Our esteemed science correspondent illuminating our lives
yes.
with his insights.
Thanks, Robert, for saving our bacon
our
for the
bacon.
Last 6 minutes of our show. Thank you.
Hey, folks, that's it for the BPP today. Thanks for listening. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Okay, somebody erase the board.